Shaggy.
How are you? Hope you're fine. This is the Shaggy Show.
Okay, away you go.
Why have I got horns?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's the Shy Life Podcast.
Oh, there's going to be some drama ahead.
All I wanted was a pie, and then I hatched out of an egg.
Okay, bring the mic over. He's ready to record.
Is it metaphorical? Is it deep? Is it deep?
Good boy. He's not all that shy, is right.
Blimey, Governor. It's the Shy Life Podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Paul.
Oh. Quack, quack, quack.
I didn't have 7-Eleven.
Excellent.
7-Eleven.
711. 11.
Bonjour et bienvenue au podcast The Shy Life. Hello.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Shy Life Podcast with me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you doing? I'm all right. So, what are we up to this episode? Well, this episode we're going to be talking about a very good friend of mine. He has four legs. Yes, four legs. He's pretty lucky, isn't he? Although the front ones also act like hands. Yeah, well, I think they do. Who am I talking about? Well, of course, I'm talking about Mr. Deely, the bestest friend a Yeti podcaster could ever wish for. Yes. So we're going to be going into little Deely's head and seeing what he thinks. I think it'll be fun. So, yeah, let's run that theme music when we come back. I'll tell you a little bit more. All right, run that theme music.
Darling, it's the Shy Life Podcast.
Keep it rolling, keep it rolling.
Yes, where's the positive thing
from?
The Shy Life, the Shy Life.
I'll go anyway for a potato.
Delicious.
Hello, campers. How are you?
Go Shy Yeti.
Oh, I hope he hasn't found out my secret. Do you think he has?
I love the Yeti test, it's my favourite thing.
If you thought that was bad, just listen to this.
Yeah, I'm strangely drawn to Yeti Uncle John's ankles as well.
I could eat more body weight in crisps.
Has anyone seen my hot sausage?
It's all gooey and meaty. Yum, 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 yum.
Crisps.
I don't think I'm ready to speak about it.
Here comes the grizzly.
Hi there.
It's the Shy Life Podcast.
I can't wait for it to begin.
I like that. Yeah.
Marvelous. Marvelous, Paul.
Oh dear, I can't believe that old bag is still around.
So, yes. Deely, he's been with us from the very start. In fact, he's been with me for over 19 years. He had his 19th birthday back in October. And, he's getting a little bit wobbly at times. But he can still jump up on tables. He's still very alert, still very bossy, still very nosy, still very lovable. And, we're lucky to have him here. Yes, yes, we know he's an alien, but he still has a natural cat lifespan. Well, I mean, at this stage, he's lived longer than most cats. But, one day, for whatever reason, he'll have to go back to his home planet. But, not for a while, I hope. But anyway, let's not think about that. So, where is Deely today? Well, I can tell you where Deely is. I'm recording this podcast in bed, and I think Mr. Deely is under the duvet. He's under the duvet, right next to me. I'll see if we can get a comment. Let's have a look. Deely?
How are you? Are you okay? Are you all right? Funny? Oh, don't want to speak? Am I interrupting? Am I interrupting you, baby?
The boy doesn't want to speak. Did you hear him? He made some rather, please go away, I am sleeping noises. Bless him. So let us now go into his head and see what he's thinking. It's not just going to be Deely this episode. I have plenty of other things recorded for the show, chats and all sorts. So let's just dip in and see what's going on in his head. Let's have a day in the life of Deely Chandler.
my name is Dealey Chandler. I am a cat. I live with Paul the Shy Yeti and all of the Charlotte podcast people, all those regulars. Oh dear, some of them are quite hard to live with. But, you know, the trouble is they don't want to do what I want them to do. Yeah, they're quite annoying. I mean, let me think. So, I've been here for over 19 years. We've lived in the same house. I was brought here, well, so when I started my cat life, I was one of about three or four kids, all boys, who belonged to this guy called Carlos. And Carlos was somebody that Paul knew through friends. They all used to work in the same part of town. So when my mum was pregnant with us, Carlos said to Paul, "Would you like a kitten?" And Paul said yes. So that's how I came to live with Paul. And after about, I was born in October, so I came here right at the end of December when I was little. And yeah, I'd never really been an outdoor cat. I did go outside. I did run under a car once. I mean, it was parked up. But thing is, Paul lives right by a railway station, and you know, it's quite, well, I wouldn't say lots of traffic, but there is traffic coming in. And I think Paul was always worried that I might do something silly. Also, I remember hearing Paul say that there was a cat who lived here who vanished. Now, I think he thinks that there should be a ghost of the cat here in the house. I've never seen it. Paul says he feels like he's felt things jumping up on the bed when I've not been around. So I guess there could be a ghost cat living in this house, but if there is, then it doesn't really do a lot. How does Paul know a cat lived in this house that went missing? Well, because apparently, like, Paul came to this house in 2000, so that was about 3 or 4 years before I came along. And, but he also used to work in this area from about 1998. Apparently, there was a really nice cat, a black cat, I think, a black and white cat, maybe. And it used to be very friendly, and it would, like, speak to the, like, commuters from the station. I think it would even go up on the platform. It was just really friendly, and then one day it wasn't there anymore. And when Paul bought the house, he spoke to the owners, and he said, "Did you used to own a cat? Was there a cat that used to live?" I don't know if he used to see it on the wall outside the house. But anyway, they said, yeah, cat went missing. And all I can think of is that, wow, somebody might have nicked it because it was so friendly. What a horrible thing to do. But yeah, of course, either that or it got on a train. I mean, that's sad. I mean, well, all we can hope is that somebody did look after the cat and it was fine. It had a nice life. But I mean, basically living with villains, if it did have a nice life. Or if not villains, then maybe a nice station master made it the station cat or something. But nobody ever saw it or reported it, so all very sad. All very sad. Anyway, I don't want to bring this chat down. So I lived in this house with Paul and Callum, who I think you know. Callum and I were really close friends. In fact, I probably like Callum more than Paul at times. Paul was good in his own way, but Paul was often visiting gentlemen. Well, I think, you know, they were boyfriends. Well, they weren't just random gentlemen, but anyway, he wasn't always in the house all the time. Sometimes at different times, he stayed with those friends during the week and only came back for a day or so. So there were times I didn't see him that much. But Callum and I used to hang out a lot. Back in the day, the flat was a little bit more messy. Well, it started off okay, then it got a bit messy, then it got very messy, and then it took a while. There's been a number of other people living in here. Let me think. Who have I met? I met a few people. I met Paul's mum and dad. I met Nick, who's on the podcast. I met him on and off. Callum, as I say. Dr. Neff, who I think you might know. I think he's the one who is a big friend of Charlie Kerr's. He lived here for a while. Then, a guy called Dominic, an American guy. He lived here for a while. And then that's when things got very messy. I mean, it wasn't necessarily Dominic's fault, but, well, to be honest, these guys, Paul, Callum, Dominic, nobody knew how to use a Hoover. It got very untidy. And also, Paul used to keep things in this storage unit down the road, just rubbish, really. And then, he decided it was too expensive and he brought all the stuff back, but there was no real room for it here. So he had to go through it and weed it and keep just keep the good stuff. And that took ages. It really took until Toby moved in. And then Toby made the place nicer because he got, like, new shelves. And, Toby and I get on all right. I mean, I appreciate what he does, but he can be very awkward. It's like he is a cat, Toby. He's just as stubborn and just as, single-minded as I am, as a cat. It's like we're both cats. So it's very difficult to win an argument with him. Whereas all I have to do with Paul is, like, flutter my eyelids and meow and look cute. I do have good genes. I still look cute now. Toby, though, you can't twist him around your little finger. You can't, not at all. No, he's very much, I am the master. Dealey is a cat. Ugh, stupid man. I'm not just a cat. I like him, but, I like his bed as well. Nice big double bed next door to Paul's room. And he won't share it. Well, to be honest, I mean, the trouble is when I get in there, I stretch out. Meow. It's great. I love it. But I just want to have it all to myself. And Toby doesn't like that. So I don't get to go in there very much. And also sometimes I get hairballs. And I'm sick. Yeah. I don't like it. It's not nice. I don't like doing that. But it's not as easy to groom myself as it used to be. I'm an old cat, please. No, to be fair, Toby combs me. He grooms me quite well. But I do have a lot of fur for a cat who doesn't look like they have lots of fur. Well, I mean, I look like I've got fur, but I'm not a long-haired cat. I might be a medium-length hair cat. I don't know what they're called. I guess it's time for you to listen to something else now, perhaps. Because I've sort of witted about stuff. What I will say about Paul is that he's always had my best interests at heart as far as, making me look, like, good. He's always liked taking photos of me. Back when I was younger, I ended up on T-shirts. I ended up on book covers. I ended up as a character in the Mouse of Commons books. You know, my face was out there. And now, of course, I'm on the podcast. And it's nice, I guess, because what I hear is that, like, I don't know, most podcasters, if they're doing a show and their animal makes a noise, bark, 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 meow, 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 whatever, that gets edited out. Whereas Paul actively encourages it. He says, hey, Dealey, you got something to say? Come and say it. Come and say it on the microphone, which I do sometimes. Although sometimes when he asks me to do it, I kind of get shy, or I kind of think, no, I don't want to be on your podcast. I want to do my own thing. I don't like it when people tell me to do things. I want to decide to do them. Sometimes, though, he's cheeky, and I might let out one or two meows. But, he'll dub a fake cat, or he'll dub the meow that I made again to make it sound like I'm having a conversation. You know, any cat listening would know that what was coming out, you know, that didn't make sense at all. But I guess you listeners don't. I guess I, not every day you get to hear what I'm thinking like this, like it is today. It's a special day. Anyway, you listen to something else. When I come back, I'll tell you, what will I tell you? I'll tell you what I think of some of the regulars, maybe. I'll do that, all right? All right, you have a listen.
Hello listeners, here we are again on our next course of Shayeti Learns Italian. Now, I've asked Gianluca to send me some more words to try and pronounce, and he will guide me as to how well I'm doing. I don't know what they mean. I think we ought to find out that at some point, but although I think I know the first one. Basically, I've asked him to send me easy, medium, and hard. We're starting with easy. So we have casa, which I think means house, but I may be completely wrong. Casa, porta, would that be Porsche? No. And lussa. I'm not sure. Gianluca, how am I doing so far?
Hello, cutie. Hello again. So, first of all, great presentation of the topic. So, that's great. I will try to be synthetic so you can't, you know, waste your time listening to me. So, the pronunciation of casa is correct. Casa is house, so nice. You also know the translation. Porta would be door in English, and it's almost good. I mean, it's nice. Of course, you in English have the R and not R, a bit more, you know, rough pronunciation of the R, but it's okay. I mean, it's also understandable by an Italian, I guess. Luce would be light. That's wrong. That would be luce, like that C-E at the end of the luce is a diphthong like cherry. You have to imagine it's a sort of C-H-E at the end of the word. So luce. Anyway, it's a good first try. That's nice.
Well, I'm glad I got casa right. I'm sure I've seen a horror film with the word casa in it. That's why I knew that. I should have known porta. Porta. I don't think I can do the rolling R's thing. That's a very Scottish thing over here. There's a guy called Sylvester McCoy who played the 7th Doctor Who, and he was always rolling his R's when he played Doctor Who, and he's Scottish, and I think they're known for that. I don't know. I might be completely making it up. Anyway, yeah. I should have known porter because isn't that something very... The French, isn't that very similar? Lucha. Lucha. That's the one I didn't do so well on. Did I do better that time? Anyway, maybe it's time to move to the next level of hardness, of difficulty.
You did pretty good, honestly. It's not trivial at all because I said easy level, but honestly... you will notice that there are a lot of combination of words That sounds pretty different from English. Despite they are easy to spell, I guess. So it's just a matter of training, as everything you study for the first time, I guess. If you think about it, you have in English something similar, not equal, but similar to port in Italian. That should be port or portal. Well, the portal is, you know what is a portal, I'm sure about it. The port maybe is a bit more digital stuff. It's the gate you have between client and server, substantially, in a web connection. That it's called port, usually the 8080, and just curiosity. Luce, maybe it's more medium than easy, honestly. Not because it's difficult to spell, but because, again, you have to know the pronunciation of the C and D at the end of a word in Italian to guess the right pronunciation of the word, but you will learn pretty fast, I'm sure about it.
Listeners, Gianluca has sent me more words. We're on to the medium level of hardness now. I'll probably spell the words out. The first one is MARCIA, which, to me that's like a girl's name, Marcia, but I presume that's not what this is. So would it be pronounced differently? Machia? Okay, the next word is Quaderno. Quaderno, not qua. Quaderno. They always say that when people pronounce words in another language that they feel they have to put on a sort of accent as well. I was just doing that then. The last word is INCONTRO. I mean, it's so much sort of makes me want to pronounce that as it's spelt, in contro, but I bet it's not. In contro. I don't even know where to start with that one, because I'm sure it's not as simple as it looks. I would pronounce those words Marcia, Quaderno and Incontro if I was going to pronounce them as they appear on the page. I know that's just not right. Hopefully Gianluca will explain a bit more to me. See if I can get them actually right, and maybe he'll tell me what they mean as well.
The good news is that the second and the third one are kind of okay. I mean, of course, I can hear the fact you are British and not Italian, because words like quaderno or incontro are more pronounced like quaderno and incontro. But anyway, it's good. It's not bad. Of course, your R letter is more soft there than ours, so I'm okay with that. The three last letters of the first word are CIA. CIA in Italian are a sort of diphthong, a trick tongue, I don't know. I don't know the English term. Anyway, it's a combination of letter that is read like CHA in English. So, cha. Marcia. Marcia. Not Marcia, not Marcia. Marcia. The I is substantially muted.
Well, I'm glad to hear I didn't do as badly as I thought I did.
So that first one would be Matcha. I'm never going to get that. Oh, I just don't know. It's just not... my mouth isn't built the right way, but... yeah. Well, I don't know. You're never going to make an Italian out of me. Oh, I want to be an Italian. Maybe if I eat more Italian food, that's what will happen. It's just going to be a bit of a work in progress. Yeah. It's okay by me.
Exactly, sir. You did it. It's like you pronounce March, you know, the month. So January, February, March. And you put the A at the end of the word. So Marcha. Cha. Marcha. Marcha. It's pretty easy. The point is, you don't know, of course, the pronunciation of the syllables, but you will work on it step by step. You'll do that. Here we have marcia, quaderno, and incontro. Marcia is March in English, but not the month. With marcia, we mean when a group of people work together, you know, maybe with a song in the background, doing all the same movement, you know, that kind of march. The second one is quaderno. Quaderno should be something like an exercise book or a notebook or notepad, that kind of stuff. Incontro should be, well, a meet. Our meet, I hope. Il nostro incontro.
Yeah, since the podcast began, I've met all the regulars, but you might be interested to hear what I think of them. Yeah, I think they're all right, most of them. They all say nice things about me. I hear that some of my, you know, I know I do have fans in other countries. There's a nice guy who bought a clock with my face on it. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, Paul needs to make more Dealey merchandise. I appreciate that. Whether I'll get to have a cut of the money, I don't know. So, what do I think of them? Whilst I'm talking about overseas fans, sometimes I get to travel. I've been up in space, I've been to America, to Pickle Hollow, and I've met Aunt Tappy. That's Toppy Smelly's aunt. You know her. She likes me. She kind of likes me. Except for the furballs. Don't know what it was. Don't know if it was the weather, or I was allergic to something. But when I went around to her house, I kept throwing up hairballs. Just bad luck, probably. Paul was very flippant about it. Maybe you'd like to hear that clip, actually. It's quite funny.
Well, Aunt Tappy, you've been very patient with me today.
Have I?
All of the lovely selfies we've taken.
Yes. How long are you staying in India?
Oh, I don't know. Well, you know.
You don't know.
I mean, you know why we're doing this, of course.
No, why?
Well, because
you know, all this time, in these past hours, I certainly have wondered why this is happening, Paul. It's to prove a point.
It's to prove a point. Because, you know, by doing this house swap, you know, obviously, yes. I'm a very easy house guest to have, as you know by now.
Oh, yes, indeed, Paul. Is that what you want me to tell Toppy?
Yes. And of course, you know that we, Toppy and I, went to see the therapist. You know how
yes,
we fell out?
Yes, both of you need it desperately. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know that Yeti Uncle John was the cause of us falling out.
Yes, that's hard to believe. He's such a dear, sweet man.
Well, when we were talking with the therapist, it came up that...
By the way, have you thought of his name yet? Just wondering.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I think it's probably something I've... It's probably quite a traumatic experience for me. I've sort of...
Let's call him Professor X. No, yes, that's been taken there.
Doctor Who,
then. Anyways, you were saying...
Well, I was saying that... He was inferring that it was very easy to live with Yeti Uncle John, and I was saying, well, yes. Actually, you've never done that before.
Right.
And you may think he's a wonderful person to live with, but when you do live with him, like I do, it's actually quite tiresome. The doctor suggested that maybe we did a house swap. And, of course, that was a very good idea, because I thought that probably if Toppy lived with Yeti Uncle John, even for a few...
Shoot! Dude, get down from there! I've told you 100 times, Paul, that cat... I'm sorry.
Sorry, he's just posing.
All right. Posing. Paul, if you get that camera out one more time, I'm going to bust you one. All right. Well, fine. Yeah. Do I have to duck lip again? Oh, God.
Go on. I have a photo. That's very good. Very good deals.
How many times?
It's fine. You've got lots of. It's going to be good promotion for your podcast thing.
Rapping with Teppy, is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah. Is it a podcast or is it a radio show? I wasn't sure from what Bettina said. Or is it both?
It's a dessert and a flan wax. I mean, no, never mind. No, it's both, dear. Yes.
That's what I thought. We thought that if Toppy got to spend a lot of time with Yeti Uncle John, and Yeti Uncle John treated him like he treats me, that he would send him, he would realise, you see. And, of course, you get the easy part of this.
It was because, so easy. That's what I'll tell everyone, how easy it was. Dearie! You ate my flower! Could you? Paul, what about by the way, I've been waiting for you to clean up all those gack messes. What do they call furball thingies? You know, they dry up after a while.
You can use them as sort of decorations. We tend to collect them and put them on the Christmas tree. Yeah.
Oh, what a dreadful thought. But it's been a pure joy, Paul. Really? Does this mean we're at the close of your visit?
Well, I don't know.
I'm just asking.
I don't know. Maybe I'll give Toppy a quick call. See where he's ready.
I'm sure he's ready. You should probably switch places with him at once.
I'll just give him a call.
No, don't bother calling. I'm for sure. I know him very well. Oh, dear. Put that camera down, Paul.
She's going to have a sit down. Dear. She's very stressed. I don't know why. Why would she be stressed?
I'm fine. I just sat on a gack ball. Wet.
Dips.
Yeah, there you go. So let's go through them. So Paul, we already know what I think about Paul. I like him. I like him. Recently, we've been cuddling up a lot. I've been getting quite cuddly recently. Don't know what it is. But anyway, perhaps I realised... Sometimes it takes me a while to think. But perhaps I realised that, you know, Toby won't always let me share his bed as much as I tell him to. But Paul, he's a lot more easily influenced. And, I went through a stage of, like, sleeping under the duvet... After he got out of it, and I'd come in and I'd say, Come on, get out. Get out. Stop reading. Go get out and go and do your editing or something. And he never paid much attention. But he did get out eventually as I went under. Trouble is, sometimes he stays up late, Paul does, like doing his editing or watching TV, watching stuff on his laptop. I don't know what he's watching. That's that Doctor Who, he watches that. The other stuff, soap operas, old soap operas, new soap operas, Australian soap operas mainly. Except for that Dark Shadows. I know about Dark Shadows. It's that spooky one with the vampire. Yeah, he watches that sometimes. Sometimes he wakes up. Sometimes he stays up late and I'm thinking, just turn the light off. Go to bed. And I stick my head around the door and go, meow, are you not going to bed yet? And he just thinks, no, I'm not going to bed yet. Not yet. It's not late enough. I do it about four times. Eventually he gives in. Then I can go in my cat house or my little cat cave, as I call it. Although now it's getting a bit cold again. I would much rather sleep in the bed with him. And we've sort of arranged something where, you know, he leaves the door open and I'll just come in and I'll go under the duvet. And it's nice. It's nice under there. I'm just worried that Paul might squash me because he's a big Yeti guy and I'm a little me guy. And yeah, nothing's bad. Nothing bad's happened so far anyway. But so what about the others? Well, there's Cromarty. Now, I respect Cromarty. He does feed me. He does pet me. He does call me nice names. And, I like him well enough. He's often down in the lab, though. Sometimes he goes to work, I believe, at that supermarket place. I like him. I like him. He won't let me down in the lab, though. I'm sure there might be things down there. He keeps saying, there's no mice down there. He says, there's no mice down there. I'm not interested in mice. What do you think I am? Some sort of alley cat? Blimey. I wouldn't catch a mouse if you dangled it in front of my nose. Yeah. I'm just the same. I'm not that sort of cat. I do like Cromarty. He's well-intentioned. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dearly. He's a lovely cat. He's very cheeky. He's very cheeky. I have to be careful if I leave, like if I'm making sandwiches, I leave them on the table, and he'd be sniffing around them. Once he stole a sausage from my plate, I got a phone call, and I looked away for a moment, and when I looked back, I saw Dealey humming away with the sausage in his mouth. But I love him.
Oh, that whole sausage thing, she's still going on about that? Oh, well, it was a one-off. Didn't like the sausage, too salty. Still, you know, if he leaves it on his plate, it's going to get nicked. meow. Who else? Oh, Yeti Uncle John and his magpie hut. Now, I don't often go to the magpie hut because I don't like magpies. They're bullies. I mean, they don't seem to bully it. Well, then maybe they do bully Yeti Uncle John, but he finds it cute. I guess it's like the way I am with Paul. Toby finds it annoying. To be bossed around, and I don't like to call it bossed around. I like to say I'm just asserting my superiority, and Paul seems to love it. Mostly he loves it, except for if he's in a bad mood or he's having to do something else. But oh dear, yeah, the Uncle John and I mainly interact when he comes over here. The Uncle John pretends that I'm just a cat, and oh yeah, nice cat. But actually, when no one's around, he's a real softy, Yeti Uncle John. He really is, yeah. Real softy. Yeah, Yeti Uncle John and I are mates.
Yeah, little Dealey. Cute little Dealey, pretty little tomato. Yeah. Oh, come here. Oh, pretty little pigeon. Oh, let me tickle you on your chin. You like that, don't you? You like that? Yeah. Oh, you're looking so handsome today. Yes, you are. Someone's groomed you, haven't they? Is that Toby?
done a good job. You look great.
Yeah, yeah. Now, listen, we're going to get some more merchandise for you. We're going to get that all sorted out. We want you to have a strong fan base in all of the major, you know, locations on the map. So you need to take some nice photos. Well, not you. We'll have to get some nice photos taken for you. We'll sort out the new 2024 daily calendar as well. Yeah, that one usually sells pretty well. All right? Yeah.
Yeah, he's always thinking about making money, if you had the Uncle John. Bless him. I mean, that's not a bad thing, is it? Not a bad thing. But the trouble is, most of his schemes don't work out very well, or he makes money and then something bad happens and he has to use the money to kind of put things back right. But who else is there? Bettina. Bettina Dupre and August. I guess I see them sometimes. He likes to paint me. Actually, that August, he's painted me. And he's done quite a good job. I quite like that. Bettina, she's really good with a tickle under the chin. She knows what a cat likes. And behind the ears. And, yeah. Sometimes, when I've spoken to Bettina, she's told me stuff. It's like, I don't know, there's a lot going on in her head and a lot of memories. I think she likes to share them. And I think sometimes August isn't a listening type of person. He's a painting type of person. I think sometimes I bring out the, something in Bettina. I don't mind listening. She's a lovely lady. But, yeah, August and Bettina, I really like them. Oh, yes, I like Geely. Yes. He's like my muse. And literally, muse. Do you get it? Meow. Mew. Yeah. He really gets some good results out of me when it comes to the painting. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much indeed. Oh, dearly darling. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Oh, I don't know. I never know who to tell things like this about. Nobody wants to know my moaning. But, today I went to have my nails done at the salon, and you won't believe it. The usual girl that I like to do the job, Felicity, she wasn't there. She is taken sick. She's got the COVID again, darling. Oh, poor girl. You know, she's had a booster and everything, but she still wasn't feeling very well. I wish I'd have known. I'd have cancelled and rescheduled when she was better. Oh, anyway, Felicity knows exactly what colour I like my nails. For, you know, I go about once a month, so I have a different colour. I have like a colour chart for each month of the year. And I couldn't find the colour chart. So, I mean, I couldn't remember, not exactly the right shades. But anyway, this other girl who's there, Mandy. I called her Mandarin. I thought I was being funny. She didn't think I was being funny. So Mandy, she goes, "Well, why don't you try Peach Melba?" Yes, I said, "It's a Peach Melba? What do you think I am, some sort of ice cream?" She went, "That's very funny." Yes, so are you. Anyway, I gave in. So my nails, they're Peach Melba coloured nails, which basically is some sort of, I don't know, it's not what I would choose. It's the sort of thing a 13-year-old girl might wear, and I don't think it suits me. That's why I needed the colour chart. If Felicity had been there, she'd have known. She'll be furious. They should have rung her. She could have told them where she kept it. Oh, first world problems, I suppose. But anyway, so I'm not that happy today, dearie. But I do appreciate you listening. You're a very good listener, darling. Oh, yeah, here we are. Oh, 1 million kisses, 1 million and one kisses. And a tickle under the chin and a tickle behind the ears. Oh, dear. So, yeah, she is a darling. I do like her. I do like her a lot. And I seem to be able to help her. She's kind of weird because generally I don't listen to people, but there's something about Bettina. But yeah, you know, meow. Who else? Oh, there's Tallulah, Reginald, Martin. They're all right. Tallulah plays the piano. Well, she does music, doesn't she? She has a music school. Don't know her that well. I don't know any of these ones that well. Reginald is a guy. Friend of Yeti Uncle John's. He's bought me, you know, treats before now. He bought me some ham once. Martin. I like Martin, yeah. He says nice things about me. So, you know, what's not to like? Ha, ha, ha. Oh, hello, Dealey. You're lovely, aren't you? Hey, you're lovely. Are you? Yeah. Are you lovely? Are you? Are you lovely? Are you lovely, Dealey? Are you? Oh, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're lovely. You're a lovely little. You're lovely. Now you're rolling on your back and showing your belly. Oh, now that's a good sign, isn't it? It is. Yes, it is. Oh, do you want me to tickle you on the belly? Do you? Shall I? Shall I do it? No, maybe not. All right, then. No, sorry. Sorry. No offence meant.
Oh, yes. Ah, dearie, he's a nice gentleman. I like to bring him ham. He seems to like ham. It's always good to make friends with a cat. I mean, you need to. Yes. I don't know. He does like me. I think. Well, he likes the ham anyway. Yes.
Oh yeah. Dealey, he's a friend of mine. Cat friend of mine. We just like sit there sometimes, and he puts his paw on my hand, and then I put my paw. No, then I put my hand on his paw, and I keep thinking he's gonna put his other paw on top of my hand, but he doesn't. No. He's nice though. Yeah, so that's them. I like to tease Tallulah. Nobody rubs my belly. I don't like it. I don't let anyone do that. I like to make her think though. I like to tease her. Draw her in. Yeah. Other than that, there are people that sometimes have bumped into Albert the Dragon. Yeah. Get on all right. There's that Wilson. Yeah, actually, that reminds me. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but nobody seems to realise. Like, it was perfectly obvious to me that that Reginald, he wasn't what he appears to be. Now, that's fine, because I'm not what I appear to be. So, and that Wilson, he's like one of them as well. I don't know what you call them, but they're not right. I mean, that sounds wrong. No, they're not. They're not like what they appear to be. They're more than what they appear to be. That's better. But there's something... With Reginald, I like him. I don't get any sort of sense that there's any... You know, there's not a bad bone in that man's body. Whereas that Wilson, he's always plotting. He's up to stuff. At that time, he was in the flat and there was nobody around. And I don't think he was supposed to be in the flat. Meow. Anyway, none of my business. I keep my head out of it. No one's going to listen to me anyway. So, who else is there? Oh, that Ozzy. Yeah, I like Ozzy, but we haven't met much. Of course, there's Toppy Smelly and there's all sorts of other people. Toppy's always nice to me. Very nice guy. I like him a lot. Meow. Well, I think that's about it. So, ultimately, you know, living in the house and being on the Shylife podcast is fun. I find it fun. I enjoy it. It's crazy. Of course it's crazy, but, yeah, I like it. Anyway, thanks for... Oh, I was going to tell you one more thing. A day in the life of. Yeah. Why don't you listen to something else? When I come back, I'll tell you a day in the life of me. It won't take very long. But yeah, you listen to something else and I'll speak to you again in a moment. All right? All right. Meow.
Listeners, we've got the next level of Italian words. Am I even going to spell these ones? Okay, I guess I will. The first one is C-I-N-Q-U-A-N-T-A-C-I-N-Q-E-U. Whew, a bit of a run-up for this one, I think. Cincantasink. Cincantasink. Well, yeah, I think that's my best go at it. Next one is S-C-I-O-C-C-H-E-Z-Z-A. Scorchesa. Scorchesa. Yeah. I think that's my best go at that. The last one is M-U-S-E-R-U-O-L-A. Musarola? Musarola. Musarola. No. Yeah, I think that's the best you'll get for that. He's also given us a bonus one, which is like a sentence. Sopra la panza la capra canta, sotto la panza la capra crepa. I'm sure I'm going with French pronunciation because that word is nearly crepe. Sopra la panza la capra canta, sotto la panza la capra crepa. Have it done. Come on, tell me.
Oh, it's been a bit difficult, right?
Okay, I go for a quick correction. So, the last one was the closest one, because at a certain point you said Museruola. That is the correct pronunciation. It's not Museruola. Museruola. It's Museruola, okay? Museruola. So it was almost right, and it's not trivial at all. The first two are wrong, and I just try to explain why. The first one is 55, not cinquantacinque or cinquantacinque, something like that. It's 55. The C-I-N, it's read like chin. The chin of the face in English, for example. Just pretend there is a H between C and I. So it's a soft sound. It's something like chi. Chi. The second one is sciocchezza. 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 I try to give you a tip. For example, the word chin in English would be read in Italian as kin, okay? Because the H letter has the opposite function of the H in English. Substantially gives the combination of letters a hard sound. So it's like you read a word that has a key in the middle and not an H. So in this case, sciocchezza. Non è sciocchezza, is sciocchezza.
As soon as I have some time, I try to give you a sort of table with the various pronunciations of syllabus, and you will see that everything will be more easier, kind of.
In this case, in the difficult level, we have 55, that is literally 55. The second one is sciocchezza. Sciocchezza is something stupid. Yeah, it's literally something that is stupid. A fact that is stupid to tell, for example. Museruola should be muzzle in English, maybe, I don't remember. It's the tool you put in front of the dog, in front of the, you know, of the mouth of the dog, to not let him bite people. Yeah.
Museruola. Museruola. 55. I've forgotten. Let me play it back in my head. 55.
Incredible improvement. Museruola is not Museruola. Is Museruola. Museruola. Museruola.
Museruola. No. Museruola. 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 Museruola.
It's good. Museruola. Yeah, of course you have to learn the R sound in Italian, but it's okay. Museruola. Museruola is also good.
55. You say it now, Davis. You say it. Go on.
Meow, 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 meow.
Well done. That's a perfect first time.
Let's go. There it is.
Sciocchezza.
55 is almost correct. 55. And sciocchezza is good. So it's great. It's great. 55 is almost perfect. Trust me. It's incredible. Perfectly done.
Hooray, Dios, hooray! 55! I learned from both of you, you're both good teachers.
Next step will be 44 in Italian. Okay, the pronunciation is sopra la panca, la capra canta, sotto la panca, la capra crepa. The meaning is above the bench, the goat sings. And under the bench, the goat dies. Something like that. It has no sense substantially. It's a catchphrase with which you challenge your friends not to do in mess, you know, spelling it properly and pretty fast. Sopra la panca la capra canta, sotto la panca la capra. Sopra la panca la capra canta, sotto la panca la capra. Sopra la panca la capra canta, sotto la panca la capra. Sopra la panca la capra.
Me again, hope you enjoyed whatever it was that Paul put on while I was having a rest. So yeah, day in the life of me, it's changed, but there's more of a sort of routine at the moment because Paul is working at home and Toby's working at home. So I wake up if Toby's around, I mean, I used to stand in the hallway and meow, but it got a bit boring because Toby will just put his earplugs in or he'll just ignore me. So because Paul leaves his door open, I tend to come in and sort of sit on him, try and wake him up. If I can't, then, well, mainly I kind of do, but he's not properly awake. Then I might get under the duvet for a bit with him whilst he does reading. And then around 11 o'clock, sometimes he goes for a shower. And as soon as he's out, I'm just like, right, now I'm under the bed and you be careful. You know, don't you sit down the bed and sit on me. Because he would do. I always have to tell him. I'm under the duvet still, so if you come out of the shower, sit right on the edge. Oh, dear, you have to tell these podcasters, you really do. Then what? Well, then I sleep under the duvet. I mean, I didn't used to need so much sleep, but I need a lot of sleep these days. Sleep under the duvet. Sometimes I watch Netflix. Sometimes I read T.S. Eliot's book about cats, or any books with cats in, cat detective books. I like cat detective books. They're by authors you probably wouldn't know, so I won't bother telling you. So I stand under the duvet, I sleep a bit, do all those other things. Sometimes I get out and just go and have a wee, or have a bit of a drink, or, you know. And then, I don't know, around 6 o'clock, maybe a bit earlier. It depends. Sometimes I'll come out earlier and I'll sit with Paul. But he has this habit of, like, wanting to do stuff. I kind of, like, just sit still, watch TV, but he wants to do his editing. Or he wants to play that Fortnite game. When he plays Fortnite, and I sit there and I watch it, it's all right, I like it. Quite interesting. Lots of colour and movement. Sometimes he dresses as a cat. Just shows. Like a cartoon cat. Like shooting people, dressed as a cat. Funny thing. Funny thing to do. What's going on? Yeah. So I put my hat, I drape my paws over the front of the handset. And he's like, "Dilly, you trying to play the game?" Sometimes I'll try and press a button. I don't know what I'm doing. But so he's like, "No, Dilly, don't press that button." Meow. So sometimes we do that. Sometimes he does his podcast. And I sit there the whole time and don't say a word. I'm very well behaved. But there is video evidence. For some of them, when he's on that Zoom, it's usually recording the video. And you can see me. I'm sitting there. I'm being as good as a good boy. I'm being perfect. And then we watch stuff in the evening. I go and have my dinner. And then for some reason, he wants to have his dinner. And I'm like, "What? Just a minute. I've been in the kitchen. What have you been doing? Where are you going now?" I don't get it. But he has to go and make his dinner, and I steal his chair, steal his seat. He's made it all warm, I like it. And then he comes back and he's like, "Dilly, you've stolen my chair, you've stolen my chair." Anyway, I give it him back. Well, sometimes he picks me up and then he sits down. Paul and I get on pretty well, but. And then he tends to stay up much too late, and I'm like, "When are you going to bed? I had enough of you now." And sometimes I go and sit on his bed for a while. Then he comes and I'm like, "Oh, just get in bed, go to sleep." And he's like, don't trip me up. I don't know. It's very cold, this room, it can be. That's why I like to go under the duvet. But anyway, that's pretty much the day in the life. The one thing I'll say is it's really weird. I don't like to talk about these things. It's quite private, but, you know, I have this tray where I do my wee's and I do my poos. And I go in there and I do them. And then the next thing I know, I turn around and they're not there anymore. Where have they gone? What are they doing? It's Paul collecting them and selling them, and, you know, for eBay. Who wants to buy cat poo? People are strange. So I don't know what they're doing with the cat poo. Paul says that he's flushing it down the loo. But I'm not sure. It does worry me. When they groom me, when Toby grooms me, sometimes they show me my fur. They go, "Look, that was yours. That came off you." And I'm like, "Thank you. I've got a box under the bed where I keep it all." And they're like, no, it's fine. We'll sort it out." And they take it away. What do they do with it? But they're selling it. Again, selling it on the internet. But there's some lady who's knitting it into wool or something. I've seen those pictures on the internet of kittens wearing hats made of their own fur. Yeah, people have made their fur into hats. It's very weird. Very strange. Anyway. No, I like him. I do like Paul. I think he likes me. Anyway, I suppose I better hand back to him. It's been good talking to you, listeners. Shame it can't happen every episode, but, you know, this is a special occasion, so... Anyway, hopefully you know a little bit more about me than you did before. Thanks for all my birthday presents and nice birthday wishes. I saw Paul, you know, he put up some photos that were taken on my birthday, and it got, like 100 likes or something, and loads of nice comments. So thank you, listeners. I very much appreciate it. All right. I will speak to you again, I hope, but not for a bit. I need to go have a rest. All right. Night now. Good night. Meow.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Well, listeners, that's not what we've got time for. As you well know, I love Deary more than I love most things. He's probably my favourite person. Some of the things that Toby finds annoying about him, I just really like. You know, I like how bossy he is. I like that he knows that he's the boss in the house. And Toby, you know, Toby does not like to accept that. But what can you do? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed hearing Dealey's thoughts and also the other material that went into this episode. I don't know what it was at time of recording, but you'll know. It will have been some chat or something. And thank you to my special guest, whoever he was, or she, whoever he or she was. And, yeah, well, that's about all we've got time for. You take care. Plenty of episodes in the can. And, yeah, Dealey will be around making comment for quite some time, I can assure you. So, yeah, you take care. Right, bye-bye for now. Bye-bye. Go, Paul. How did it go? Yeah. When you were recording with Dealey today, well, I was doing the links, but Dealey was doing all the talking. Oh, yeah. That'll be interesting to hear. Interesting to hear what he thinks about us. You know, it's not often you get that chance. I know, this was a bit of a one-off, wasn't it? A bit of a one-off. It's nice. It's nice to hear what he's thinking, isn't it? It is. Yeah. He's a pretty little tomato. He is a pretty little tomato, you're not wrong. It's one of the few things we agree on, Paul. What do you mean, one of the few things? We agree on quite a lot of things. Do we? Yes, I think so. Well, your favourite beetle is different from my favourite beetle. How do you even know who my favourite beetle is? I'm never 100% sure. What is it? Which is it? Well, I tend to like Paul best. It goes back to when I was young, and I was very impressed that there was a famous singer who also was called Paul. It's the same with my brother Graham. He liked Graham Coxon from Blur. Best out of Blur. Well, my favourite guy is John Lennon. John Lennon, yes, like Yeti Uncle John. Like Paul McCartney is my favourite Beatle. Yeah. So, even though we have different favourite Beatles, the reason we like them best is the same reason. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well, if I was called George, maybe I'd like George Harrison best. Yes. There's not much chance I'd be called Ringo. No. But you could be called Richard. You know, as in Richard Starkey. Uzi. That's Ringo's real name. I didn't know that. You know more about the Beatles than I do. Anyway, I can hear the theme music coming. Yes, so can I. All right. I'll let you go. Thank you, Paul. Oh, can't wait to hear this episode. I know, I think you'll enjoy it. Oh, the pretty little tomato speaks. Is that what you're going to call it? I'm not sure. We'll see. All right, Paul. Speak to you later. Speak to you later, Yeti Uncle John. Dear, oh dear.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Wow. Really? No kidding.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Yes, yes. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Thank you, darling. And you too. Bye-bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride48.com.
Oh, dear. What's going on now?
Oh, it's the Shy Life Podcast.
Let's go.
I have a voice. I have a voice.
You have a voice.
You have a voice. We have a voice.
We have a voice.
Unique voices in podcasting.
Univazpods.net.
That is so cringe, oh my God.
You're a man of culture as well.
Hello, Paul. How did it go? It went well. Yeah. We had a nice time. I just had a nap. I let Dealey say whatever he wanted to say, really. Yes, yes, well, I provided the technology, didn't I?
You did.
the technology that allows the listeners to hear what Daly's thinking. Yes, I'm sorry we can't use it for every episode. I know. Well, that would be a bit much. Yes, it's quite expensive. Drains quite a lot of energy. Oh, I wonder why the lights were so low this episode. Yes, yes. Is he there with you? What, Daly? Yes, you're lying on the bed. I'm lying on the bed, yes. And the duvet is over me. And is he under the duvet? I think he might be. Can I say hello? You can say hello, but be careful. When I tried to speak to him at the start of the episode, he didn't exactly growl at me, but he wasn't that pleased. Oh, dear. Come on, let's have a go. Deely, deely, deely. How are you? Are you all right? Are you? Are you? Well, it's me. It's your Uncle Cromarty. You're very cute. You are very cute. Yes. Yes. Well, I'll let you sleep. Okay? I'll let you sleep. And the duvet goes back over his head. Wow, Cromarty. He really likes you, doesn't he? He does. He spoke to me nice and politely. Did he not speak to you like that? No, he kind of growled. Well, it wasn't quite a growl. It was a very low... anyway, let's... Oh, what? What, are you coming out? What's going on? What's going on, dears? Hey? We've got to finish the episode now. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, Paul. He just freaked his head at you. Yeah. I think he was just like, I don't know, just emerging from under the duvet. He looks very happy. He does look pretty happy. Must have enjoyed recording the podcast. Yes. Anyway, listeners, time to go. Goodbye from all of us. Yes, goodbye. And goodbye from Dini. Oh, sweetie. You sweetie. Oh, you lovely.
He's not all that child's right. Sheesh.
Oh, crap, what is that? Is that slime?
It's slime, slime, it's slime. Ick! Get over here and clean up that slime.
Okay, let's just shut this one out. Get it going. If that slime ball alien Ick lays a slimy tentacle on me, I'm gonna have a set. Yeah.
I don't know, but sometimes this show is really weird.
700
is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
711.
That was beautifully done.
7-Eleven. 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven.
Et voilà.